morning. Welcome to the October 10th, 2017 morning session of the Nebraska Court of Appeals. I'm Rico Bishop, and I'm pleased to be joined today by Chief Judge Frankie Moore to my right and Judge Dave Arterburn to my left. I want to remind you that we are live streaming on NETV, so to the extent you have anything sensitive in what you want to talk to us about, please be mindful of that. When I call the case name, the attorneys for the case may approach the tables, and then when appellant's counsel comes to the podium, I will need to repeat the name again because of the live streaming. All right, so if we're ready to begin, we'll start with State versus Heng. Again, the case is State versus Heng. May proceed. Yes, please. Thank you.
Good morning,
Your Honor.
Good morning.
On August 24th, 2015, Carl Heng was raised in the case that is most similar to this is the paper from Rocha earlier this year. And in that case, the court provided an evidence. I think that in this case, it was a constitutional matter. All the right to a jury trial. Because what Mr. Watson's testimony
when you sought to exclude the detective's comments, did you raise a constitutional challenge at that time?
Thank you.
Well, was he testifying to that, Mr. Dornan? Or was this a video of his back and forth with your client?
It was a video. Kovacs said not to interrupt him, but
well, didn't his testimony, in fact, say, well, my opinion as to what that is meaningless?
Well, Judge, by that time, you came up with a bell. I don't think it's good practice, best practice, to file a witness to testify as to his opinions, particularly the ultimate issue. If this is a self-defense case, I don't think it is cured by the detective. He also testified, thought he was right, cross examination that time. Right with the detective said. So you have a situation where my position is that it was inadmissible truth, that it was introduced the truth matter asserted. The only introduction of it should have been with respect to the context of the communication. And if you look at transcript with respect to what Foxman said, it was not any question, it was not a given take. It was just his over and over and over again, but throughout the interview, stating that Carl was not justified. Carl, you were not justified. You scared yourself. Scared yourself into multiple editors. There was nothing there concerning the given case. Over 3 pages of brief.
Did Mr. Hang's responses change throughout the course of that back and forth?
No. Mr. Hang's position was the acting self-defense. Position was the into the scene. Was pushed up against the wall, was threatened with his life. He maintained it throughout. This was just an attempted crowd.
Could his statements, your client's statements, could they have stood alone without the comments from the detective to provide context?
There was nothing that the addition of material probative of what the detective said at all.
Did the limiting instruction cure, to the extent there was an error in allowing the detective's words in the evidence, didn't the limiting or the instruction cure that later?
Absolutely not. There are 5 things that sort of loose to the detective model. But one of them is, I can put this in mind. Again, you have a law enforcement witness, in this case, State Gonzalez, who has a special order of reliability, priority, and trustworthiness. Then you have the specific nature of the case. This is a law enforcement saying that Mr. Hang did not act in self-defense. Certainly wouldn't have allowed the prosecutor, to get up there and say, I believe that Mr. Hang doesn't act in self-defense. It's the same government intervention rule. There's no difference. That would have been shot down immediately. This is just an agent of the prosecutor saying this. The nature of the charges, this was the ultimate issue. It was self-defense. You have a homicide problem. Ultimate issue in the case. This is not just a grasping of the witness. The type of offense, self-defense case, again, the ultimate issue. And then, with respect to other evidence before the trial of fact, you have a situation where the evidence is that Mr. Lane was high, was drunk, had a history of violent tendencies, had assaulted others, law enforcement individuals, that Mr. Lane was in a place where he was cornered. Forensic evidence showed that he was very close to town. Mr. Lane immediately called the police. He immediately went to Mr. Lane. Offered life supporting services. This is a situation that was very much dependent on the nature of whether this is reasonable. briefly, I want to touch upon another article that affects Dr. Goering. Dr. Goering was an expert who would have provided scientific testimony with respect to Mr. Hang's reasonableness, Mr. Hang's belief, with respect to reasonableness.
I thought that his offer was that he would not go into the reasonableness of Mr. Hang's belief.
He would not go into the reasonableness of Mr. Hang's action. There's a line there between effectively what he believes. The right judge was not going to go into taking both the issues, whether or not. He was going to go into the science of perception, that what impact that has on these people when they are faced in a food. Shoot or don't shoot situation, stress, anxiety, cognitive, all of those things you were guided to, and escape open the door with respect to the issues. The ultimate issue of whether or not they opened the door on that. We renewed our objections after they opened the door. So it's good to produce a good candidate. You can't have that hurt opinion come in. Under the guise of being paid, and then not allow our expert to come in and see that.
Thank you. But your brief, you do say that this is a closer call than State v. Rocha with regard to allowing the detective's words in.
Yes.
Because then is Rocha, the court actually said that was a close case.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
and so this is even closer.
Right. And there are portions of the videotape interrogation. Again, assuming that Your Honor agreed that it's filed because there are portions of the videotape interrogation that have less of that. Context that case. But I think that one of my previous problems there are today. Basically, that the exhibit did not go back to the jury. The jury would understand it's a very active place to walk and testing the story. I think most importantly, the jury instructions were
During the interrogation, did Mr. Hang's responses change in any way?
Well, so the particular portion of the interrogation, I think, spanned probably about 30, 35 minutes of the call. And I don't know if they changed necessarily, but Hang definitely reconsidered some of his things. He was talking about, man, I really thought this had happened in front of the fact that the other witnesses had fired from a distance away. So he kind of like, I guess, questioned maybe what he thought had happened. But I don't know that his responses changed, I guess, in that.
So couldn't his responses have stood alone without including the detective's words?
Well, like I said, I think that some of them, there was that sort of back. It's been a while since I've been for situations where I think thoughts probably is not the detective's.
And as said in Rocha, I mean, the risk of unfair prejudice is heightened, right, when the statements are made by a law enforcement officer.
Well, I don't recall the exact numbers from Rocha, but Rocha also said limiting instructions can be prejudice. But in fact, they said upon request, the defendant is entitled to limiting instructions and such statements are to be only for the listeners. So while I think Rocha recognized that, hey, you know, statements by an officer could be prejudicial or prejudice, they also one, that they weren't prejudicial in the program, but two, that limiting instructions period prejudice.
I mean, you'd agree the words of the detective during this interview were kind of over the top.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's so forceful about what he describes has to occur in order for self-defense to be appropriate.
Sure. But I think it has to be recognized that at that point in time, they're just investigating a homicide. As a detective, I think, has an obligation to push the defendant to test his assertion that it's self-defense. I think that's kind of what he was doing. Now, based on his testimony, at times he has misunderstood, perhaps, law, but that's where I think the limiting instruction comes into play. What the court made clear is that I am instructing you, not the defendant's officer. What I say is hate. So, to the extent that there was any error in the Rocha, I still submit it. As far as the proposed expert testimony from Dr. Dupree, set forth in my brief, I think critical to realize exactly what arguments have been made below and what the evidence offered context. So the focus by the parties in the trial court below was on the case itself, not the background of the research studies or nature. The defendant never offered that separate part of the opinion. The focus was on the opinion. In our view, the opinion was inadmissible for several reasons. Primarily, one, I don't think it was helpful to the prior fact. Basically told the jury that it was something that they could determine for themselves, that had to be a case interrogation that had all the evidence they could evaluate credibility. And the Nebraska Supreme Court in State of Rocha said that when essentially an opinion is coming in to vouch for credibility, that's improper subject for expert. Second reason I think it's recognized it wasn't for me, it wasn't for your sake, it was for comment. The other thing was that the science that it, at the trial court level, the testimony and opinion was offered basically with the goal in mind to have that subjective, or have that opinion on his subjective belief. It wasn't the reasonableness of action, right? In fact, the president explained that so well. And again, they did not offer separate and apart from the itself, go for the reasonableness of his belief. So, with the position offered by the trial or by the parties below, trial court, I don't think he's fresh in this, opposed to expert testimony. As far as the remaining assigned errors, unless the court has questions, I don't know if it's up to the state or not. As far as the 911 call, opposed to the question, I think it's.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I believe appellant's out of time. All right. Thank you very much. The matter is submitted.